Our classroom is studying the regions of the United States and the Native American people that lived in those areas. We have learned many interesting facts about the daily life and culture of these first people. Spend some time with us as we share our findings. It's time to step into Scenes from the Past, a Room 10 investigation.
Welcome, you're listening to Who Was the Northwest Tribes? Have you ever wondered about the Northwest Tribes, their food, their culture, the roles they played, and the importance of the animals in the area, and more? Well, you chose the right podcast. We will now introduce them. Gianna will tell you about the food, clothing, and shelter. Me, Scarlett, I'll tell you about the roles of the tribes. Sophie will tell you about the importance of the animals. And Nicolette, and finally, will tell you about the recreation, culture, and stories.
Hi, my name is Gianna. Have you ever wondered how the Northwest tribes got their food, clothing, and shelter? So, what do the men do? The men use spears for fishing. Sometimes the water freezes. When the water freezes, they use something sharp to cut a hole in the ice. It makes it a lot easier to fish. The women would prepare the fish for the meals. Some of the food they ate were mussels, clams, seals, and otters. They would use harpoons for hunting whales. They hunt elk using wooden traps. They would also hunt bears with spears and arrows. Now for the clothing. In the wintertime, both men and women wear layers of clothing to stay warm. Some of their clothing was made of cedar bark, such as tunics and skirts. They made robes out of animal fur. In the summer, they did not wear shoes. In the winter, they wore moccasins and sometimes snowshoes. And now for the longhouse. So how do they make the longhouse? They make it out of wood that was plentiful from the forest areas. Sometimes the longhouse can be 100 feet long or more. They decorated the longhouse with clay symbols. Inside, there were curtains to separate each family.
Roles of the tribes. Everybody plays their part, at school, at home, and at work. We all play our part. So you must wonder, hundreds of years ago, had the Northwest tribes played their part? I will tell you about men, women, and children, and how they played their part. For men, they fished, hunted, and went to war if needed, and served as chief. For fishing, they fished for salmon. Some even caught whales if they were lucky. They would preserve the salmon for the winter with the oil from the candlefish. What about hunting? Well, for hunting, they would hunt bears, perfect for food and clothing, along with elk and deer. Giant forests filled with hundreds of animals to hunt, ending with warm clothes and tasty meals, perfect in the wintertime. They went to war if needed, with weapons made from wood. They also had the option to be chief. As chief, they would fight and be a leader. Men served a lot, but women did too. Women had to take care of the children, gather plants, and make clothing. While taking care of the children, they were a leader to their children. They were clan leaders. Gathering plants was easy while being in the forest. They were lucky. As they cooked, men hunted for the food. Salmon was common and was most of their meals. When men hunted, animal skins were brought back to make clothing. Warm clothing provided from animals was very useful. As children, they would get their own songs and dances. They would perform these dances or songs at ceremonies. That's what they did, and still everybody plays their part.
Hi, my name is Sophie, and I'm going to talk to you about animals of the region and their importance to the tribe. There are many animals of the region, but some serve great purposes for the Northwest tribe. There are very important animals of the region, like salmon. Salmon is a fish that we still use today and is one of the most important for the Northwest people. They trap salmon every spring to cook it over a fire. Another fish called a candlefish was used to preserve the salmon with the fish oil. Bears are a land animal that we know today, but they lived a while back when the Northwest were there. Bears are big furry animals that are good for providing food and clothing to keep them warm. Another animal that they used was a seal. They used skin floats that were connected to the harpoons overboard. They threw a seal skin float so the whale wouldn't sink. Whales are another animal that lives in the water. When they caught the whale, they paddled back to shore and it was a joyous occasion. All animals serve great purposes as food and clothing for the Northwest tribe.
Hi, I'm Nicolette. The recreation, culture, and stories are awesome to learn about, so listen closely. When men were not hunting, fishing, gathering, or fighting when they had to. They would make blankets, tell stories, and play games for fun. They also made art such as masks and totem poles. The totem poles told the family stories using symbols and colors. The tribe spoke the Kwakwaka Wako language. The stories they heard were passed down from generations through oral storytelling. They believed they were surrounded by spirits. The spirits explained events in nature, such as the seasons. The person who told the stories is the leader or the shaman.
Scene from the Past is produced by O'Brien and Company, with additional reporting by Room 10 students. Research and fact-checking is done by Mrs. O'Brien. Our digital editor is Mrs. K. Special thanks to our extended learning community for the opportunity to create this podcast. Scenes from the Past is a Room 10 production coming to you from the beautiful hills and valleys of New England. Once again, thanks for listening, and please be sure to tune in for future episodes.